Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Off the ball, GAA.
What a game of football. What a game of football for the neutral, I suppose, watching it at home on TV. What a day for our supporters of Westmeath and the people of Westmeath.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Graham Souness on a few minutes ago, Kevin, talking about some of the scraps and scrapes and the really tough tests that you would face when you went up against Leeds United in the midfield of John Giles and Billy Bremner. You had your fair share of scrapes through the years as well.
Yeah, it was, you know, as they say in those days, it was a man's game. So Liverpool-Leeds was a battle in more ways than one, but always great games to play in. I mean, you know, Leeds got this label, Dirty Leeds, but make no mistake about it, Leeds United, the Don Revie side that Giles played in with Billy Bremner and Norman Hunter and all these great players, they were a fantastic side. They could play. They could hurt you as well. They could stand up to any challenge, you know, in terms of, you know, if there was tackles going in, but they could play as well. And, you know, but you only have to look at what they won. And what they nearly won as well. You know, for every time they didn't win something, they were runners-up, I think, four or five times.
It must have been a real test for a player like you, Kevin, as well, who was so technically brilliant at that stage. There were so many tough teams. You had to be ready for the fight as well. You had to be physically tough. It was all been skillful, but it didn't matter for much if you didn't have the other side.
No, you had to have both. That's why, you know, Leeds were such a great side. I think, obviously, Billy Bremner, as Johnny knows, was an unbelievably gifted player. I mean, people, you know, yeah, we had our sort of altercations at times and you know, our little punch-ups. But at the end of the day, the respect that we had for each other was immense, you know. And, of course, later on in life, I got to know Don Revie very well, who was the manager. But, you know, Johnny was not just a great player. He was actually playing well and managing the sides as well, I think, at West Brom and Republic of Ireland, you know. So I don't know how he did that, mate. I'd have got managing later on, and it's tough enough just picking a team and getting them out there.
John, Kevin mentioned the punch-ups and the scraps and scrapes and all that. Like, it's funny how now you can look back in the 70s and you go, it's a little punch-up. If that happened in this day and age, there'd be a public inquiry into it and it'd be the most outrageous thing football has ever seen.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you took the rules today and applied them to the Leeds-Liverpool games, we'd have finished, well, Johnny wouldn't have been on the pitch, Billy wouldn't have been on the pitch. Norman Unser wouldn't. I don't think Alan Clark would. Tommy Smith certainly would have probably got sent off in the kick-in. You know, it was a different time, a different era. And, you know, if someone like Johnny tackled you or Billy or Norman, well, I came up a lot against Norman Unser, if he really hurt you, the first thing you really wanted to do was not to show that he'd hurt you. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there was no diving, Kevin.
Yeah, don't show it, even if, you know, you could see your ankle hanging off there, you know, from a tackle. You think, just walk away, you know, just make them think it didn't even hurt, you know. And then sort of cry after the game when you feel the pain going back in the car, you know, to your home.
I think the idea, Nathan, in those days, as Kevin said, that if somebody caught you, like Tommy Smith was a hard nut, caught Billy, I would say caught me, you didn't want to show it. You know, if you wanted to get up and say, well, you didn't really get me there. Whereas nowadays, some of the lads are staying down looking to get Tommy Smith sent off. And as Kevin says there, Kevin got his fair share from the Leeds team with Norman and a few of the lads. But I'd have to say...
Yourself included.
I was
yourself included.
Okay. I'll include myself, Kevin, in that.
I took a left
but,
up.
But I'd have to say this about Kevin. We had our do at Wembley, as you saw. But I'd have the highest respect for Kevin. In my opinion, Kevin Keegan transformed Liverpool when he came. Was it from Shrewsbury, Kevin? Scunthorpe, right? Liverpool went from 66 to 73 without winning a trophy. And Kevin Keegan was responsible for the transformation of Liverpool at that particular period. And I had a clash with him and at Wembley, as we know. But I have the highest respect for Kevin Keegan. And Kevin Keegan, on an off-field matter, was the first player to insist that he would leave a club while he was under contract. Because when you signed professional forms in my day, you were tied to the club for life. And Kevin Keegan broke that particular rule when he told Liverpool, I believe, Kevin, that in 12 months' time, I'm going to leave here. And he did. People forget about this. This was a huge thing. This was before freedom of contract or anything else. What he did for Liverpool, there's no doubt, Liverpool had gone a few seasons without winning a trophy. And Kevin Keegan transformed Liverpool. I've no doubt about that. And people think I mightn't like Kevin because we had a little bit of a clash at Wembley. A little bit of a clash.
Just a little bit. It was only a, you'd call a minor skirmish.
What did you do to him, Kevin? Because we don't understand, because John Giles is the gentleman. John Giles wouldn't react like that. What did you do?
The Johnny Giles that you know was a gentleman, but the Johnny Giles that played for Leeds was like his twin brother. When he went on a football pitch, it was another Johnny Giles. He was lovely off the pitch. So was Billy. Norman Unnerton was charming. You know, a wonderful player, too. But, you know, Johnny's right there. In going back to those days, the club had all the power. They give you a contract. And, you know, we used to queue up at the end of the season to get new contracts. And if you were on £50 a week and you wanted 70 or 60, and the manager said, look, no, you couldn't sort of say, well, I'm going. You know, they just said, well, stay on your old contract and we'll sort it out next year. You know, the club's had all the power.
You couldn't play for anybody else, Kevin.
No, you couldn't. It was one way
street. If you didn't agree terms, they say, I'm not good. And you could say, well, I'm not playing for you. That's okay. You can't play for anybody else. But Kevin did. I don't know how you did it. But you did it. You did it at the time, which was great. And as I said before,
you had nowhere to go in those days. Coming back to the Wembley thing, I seem to remember you punching me. And I think it was Bob Matthewson was the referee.
No, you were right. I did punch you. But can you remember what happened before that? Can you remember the...
I can't remember what happened after you punched me. I can't remember too much.
Let's go back on it. It didn't happen by accident. You had a terrible tackle on Norman Hunter. You had a terrible tackle on Billy Bremner. The ball broke loose and you're all over me. And I let you go past and I did punch. I should have gone on off. No doubt. I'm not trying to make excuses. Who's the referee, Kevin?
Bob Matthewson.
Yes. Well, I always got on well with him. And when you were on the ground, I'm apologising to Matt and say, sorry about that, I didn't mean it. And he let me off. There's no doubt
when
I should have gone off.
When you hit me, he said, he's so friendly with you, he said to me, don't do that to him again. And you hit me.
Yeah.
Bob Matthewson.
But Kevin, can I just say, in the controversy overall, when you were sent off, along with Billy, you took your jersey off and threw it on the ground, and so did Billy. Right? You remember that, don't you?
Yeah, I remember that. It was a lovely hot day.
All I'm saying is that had nothing to do with me. Because any time I played at Liverpool afterwards, I got unbelievable stick for that particular incident with you. Quite rightly as well, I must say.
Yeah, I think you were very friendly with Bob Matthewson as well, weren't you? I think he called you Johnny and called me Keegan. I thought I was in trouble.
Jeez, that's a tough old day at the office, Kevin. Firstly, you get decked by John Giles. You survive that. You're both still on the pitch. And then Billy Bremner goes after you.
Yeah, well, you know, Johnny used to go in first. And I think the one they all sort of learnt to look after themselves from, and Johnny will back me up on this, I think, is Bobby Collins. You know, Bobby Collins was about 5'4".
Yeah,
but he was as tough as nails, wasn't he?
Yeah, what a great player.
What a great player.
He was tough as nails, but he was a great player. He was a great player. And the particular incident at Wembley, which was, I was in the wrong, I think Billy was in the wrong, you were in the wrong, I don't think it ever... It involved or stopped my admiration for Kevin.
But I don't know if it's a look at
Kevin's admiration for Billy or myself. I hope Anyway, it was something that
I don't
happened.
Know if it's the look of the Irish yet there, but you said you were out of order, Billy was out of order, and I was out of order. But
yeah.
Billy got 10-week suspension, I got 10-week suspension, and you were still playing every week. I could never work that one out.
Yeah, well, I wasn't sent off. Actually, what happened, I think, Kevin, the reason you got it is the big suspension that you did, and Billy did, you took you off your jersey first and threw it on the ground when you were walking down the touchline. And Billy copied you. Billy copied you. You know, that's the main thing, I think, at that particular time, that there was such a long suspension. It was taking the jersey off. It wasn't the kicking. Ultimately, it wasn't the kicking.
If you keep on about this, I'm going to get another 8-week
suspension. I never took my jersey off.
If you keep on about it, the FA will ring up and suspend me for another 8 weeks.
in fairness, Kevin, you were in great shape, so I don't blame you for taking the jersey off at that stage of your career.
I don't know why I did it. Someone said to me, why did you do that? I don't know.
But Nathan, that was one incident that happened which wasn't good. Let's get back to the real fact. Billy Bremner was a great player.
Yeah.
Kevin Keegan was a great player, in my opinion, and transformed Liverpool. The fact that
I wish I'd have had you as my agent, Gilesy. If you'd have been my agent, I would have been more on £40 a week at Liverpool. You'd have got me a lot more money, the way you're talking about me.
Yeah, but that's why you went to Germany.
You went
on £40 a week in Germany, were you?
No.
He's not just saying that because you're on the line either, Kevin. Over the last few months, John has been picking his all-time greatest teams from players he's played against, and he had you in his all-time Liverpool team and his all-time England team. John, Kevin is a player you have huge admiration for and the skill
Kevin
he brought
Keegan,
to that Liverpool team.
Nathan, Kevin Keegan was a great player.
Right? Don't forget, I also made some records as well, so I'm going to sing happy birthday to you.
Go on, Kevin, go for it.
Well, I've no problem with that.
Maybe not a good idea.
I think you're as good a singer as you were a footballer, were you, Kevin?
No, definitely not. I'll spare you that. But have a great day, mate. Obviously, wonderful to hear you. And just great days, great memories, what a team Leeds were. And enjoy and have a good night with your family.
Appreciate that, Kevin, and the same with you. And all the best
for
the future.
God bless.
Well done. Thank you.